Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
At the Tuesday night Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting, Resolution 2020-078 was brought up by Assemblyman Jesse Bjorkman. It reads, and I quote, resolution opposing any governmental mandate requiring members of the public to be inoculated with the COVID-19 vaccine.
The goal of this resolution is to have vaccines be optional and not mandated. But it's clear through the whereas clauses as well as an amendment that I'm making with the support of the mayor to the title and section one here that really, the borough, we support folks having access to the vaccine, but we want to definitely make sure that it is prioritized and optional.
Upon introduction, members of the public were then given an opportunity to offer their thoughts on the resolution, and some said it was a waste of time. Others defended the resolution, but didn't like its wording.
My concern is that any resolution that has the words oppose and vaccine in the same sentence will ultimately be misunderstood by the members of the public. People will wrongly assume that there is a plan to vaccinate them if they don't want it, or that there's a conspiracy to give them something they don't want. This is exactly how our jobs get more difficult.
As a result, an amendment was proposed and passed that would change the wording of the initial resolution, which now reads, a resolution supporting Kenai Peninsula Borough residents to receive a COVID-19 vaccine on a prioritized and optional basis. There was then a motion to table voting on this resolution, citing that it's not needed at this particular time.
I do not feel this is necessary. I don't feel that it's something that we need to highlight at this point because we do not have a mandate coming forward. There is no mandate planned in sight. It's a little bit of paranoia to start going down that road.
Comments from Assemblyman Tyson Cox that failed on a 5-4 basis. The final vote on Resolution 2020-078 passed on an 8-1 vote. Alaska State Parks is seeking bids for contracts to provide commercial boat launch and retrieval services at the Deep Creek and Anchor River State Recreation Areas on the Kenai Peninsula. Jack Blackwell, superintendent for Alaska State Parks in Kenai and Prince William Sound area, spoke to KSRM.
This important service provides boaters access to Cook Inlet during the summer months. It's really important for the local economy. And it's a great service that Alaskan residents and visitors greatly appreciate. It allows folks access to the salt water of the Cook Inlet. So every so often, the state will advertise and rebid for the services and for these services. And we are currently in the process of accepting bids at this time. Proposals may be submitted for one or both of these locations and are due by December 14th. And you can find more information on this. The bid packets are available at alaskastateparks.org.
After those applications are received, a team will review and rank them on the criteria identified in the bid packet. Once the successful businesses are identified, a permit will be issued that will allow the businesses to operate for a 5-year period. After that, the period may be able to be extended an additional 5 years. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.